hello everybody and welcome to October's edition of the NPL Step 4 show. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be joined by Danny Granger at Workington. We've got Chris Hilton coming on as well shortly from Stocksbridge Park Steels. We've got Mark Clifford joining us from Ilkeston. Neil Toof from Sutton Coldfield Town and Steve Cunningham from Cone will also be coming on this week's show. Just to let everyone know, we are going to be talking a bit about the FA Trophy this week as well, but there is a full fixture preview on our sister show, the NPL show, also out on this very channel, where we run through every single FA Trophy encounter involving all NPL sides, both at Step 3 and at Step 4. But speaking of the FA Trophy, on Saturday afternoon, weather permitting, that is, as we record the show on Friday night, it's looking pretty wet outside. So weather permitting, Workington, current league leaders of Division North West, they'll be travelling south to take on the team currently sitting in fourth position in the South East Division, our very own Leake Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Workington. Here's Danny Granger. So, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to how the season's going so far, how are you settling in at the club?
Yeah, really well. I think, obviously, it was a big transition for me going from full-time professional football into sort of semi-pro and part-time football. I've loved it. I've loved it, every minute of it. It's worked really well with my academy. I've got my own football academy and it works great alongside that. It gives me a chance to concentrate on both sides of it without sort of neglecting either. So coming out of the game, it's sort of been perfectly timed, to be honest with you. And I'm absolutely loving getting my teeth into life at work.
Yeah, and when it comes to results on the pitch, it's not been a bad start, has it, in all fairness? 2-0 against Tadcaster last weekend, so you've started really well. I mean, what do you make of it?
Again, I'm over the moon. You look at the results. I've been quite critical at times of the lads. Even when we've won, we've looked at things and how we could have improved, because we've changed quite a lot of things through the off-season. We've changed, obviously, the way they've been playing and brought in a few new players. We didn't make a vast change to the playing squad. We brought in probably five or six that had what I felt was already there. So the results have been fantastic, and obviously the performances now are really starting to show what the lads are about. I think obviously when you get relegated, there's always that nervousness around the start of the season, and you could sort of see that in some of the lads. But the longer the games have been going on, the more games we've been playing, cup matches and everything, they just seem to be growing in belief. And for me, that's all I want them to do, is to believe in themselves as much as I believe in them, because there's some really good players in that squad.
Yeah, absolutely. And, obviously, you create Carlisle and that kind of thing, so you're probably more than aware of the size of Workington Football Club. The season they had last year, it feels like the club needed a start that you've given them this year. So it must be good to see the club back on its feet.
Yeah, I think obviously there's been a lot of change over the summer. Obviously, getting relegated, there was the talks of the new stadium, myself and the staff coming into the club, and obviously changes that we wanted implemented into the club and things like that. So again, there's been a lot of transition in the off season, and again with the stadium falling through and us being at Borough Park, I think it's pulled the sort of the support together with myself and the club. We all seem to have gelled straight away, because we were all sort of digging in with each other to make sure that the ground was ready for that first game of the season. And that was fantastic for me to see, to go down to Borough Park at times and see the amount of volunteers that were there on their days off helping out the club, and the players coming in to help out, and the staff helping, the chairman, the assistant manager, everybody like that was all sort of buying into what we needed to do for the club. And I think it's pulled us together. The positive starts obviously helped us massively, and as you said there, that for me, Workington is not a Step 4 club, and I think they need to make sure that we keep progressing, keep looking at building on what we're doing, the foundations that we're building off the pitch as well as on it. Again, we're working alongside people in the performance centres for us to make sure that there's a pathway for the local lads to see, and they can play in the first team. We've got 16, 17 year olds involved with us each week, and that have come through the performance centres, which is fantastic for them as well.
And that's how it has to be at Workington, is it? Because you're so far away from the other footballing areas that, you know, it's like a Cumbria National team in a way. To work to succeed, it has to have those pathways from junior football right through, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And again, it's a huge catchment area. I've always said that even when I was up in Scotland, I was looked at the likes of the Aberdeens and the Ross counties that were absolutely miles away from anywhere, and you can see that they would produce their own players, and I think that has to be the same case with us. And I've always said that when age isn't the thing for me that I worry about, if you lads breaking through right away from the start of the season, and we're only in the early parts of it, so there's still a massive chance for lads to go out and obviously get experience of our local teams that we've got good relationships with, that we've built up, and now obviously we can bring them back into the first team fold and give them the chance with us.
No, cracking stuff. And well, this weekend it's you're travelling not too far though. Well, it is quite far, isn't it, in all fairness, down the M6 to take on Leek in the FA Trophy. We're recording this on Friday, so we're not too sure about the weather and that kind of thing, but if it is on,
yeah.
I mean, a good FA Trophy one would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we need it, to be honest with you, and we need to make sure that we progress as far as we can into the trophy. Obviously, we were disappointed with obviously going out of the FA Cup in the very early stages, and financially for the club, obviously these sort of competitions are the ones they look at that can be highly beneficial to them. And we say that as a group of players, we want to test ourselves against teams that are not just in our league, but in the league above, in different areas of the country. And tomorrow's no different. Obviously, we're looking forward to it. We're obviously hoping the weather's kind to us and we can go down there and put on another good performance and hopefully get through to the next round of the competition.
And then next Saturday, it's the Small Matter Marine coming to town. That's pretty important game this stage of the season.
Yeah, I think obviously when you look at the run of fixtures that we've had, obviously Tadcaster are there and thereabouts with us, Marine, so them sort of teams, it's kind of a run of games. We had Ramsbottom a couple of weeks ago who were up and around the top five or six, so it was great for us to be able to put a benchmark down against obviously the likes of Tadcaster and Ramsbottom. And obviously our home form has been fantastic. I mean, we've dropped 2 points at home and that's all we've done this season. So we're over the moon with our home form, that if we can carry that on, obviously Marine will be coming up full of confidence, looking to sort of chase us down as well. So they know that if they can come and put on a performance, they'll be confident in getting a result. But on the flip side of that, I'm more than confident in my boys being able to do the business and pick up another 3 points at home.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington AFC here on the NPL Step 4 show. Workington currently leading the way up at the top of Division North West, 3 points clear of Clitheroe. Down the bottom end of the table, though, in 17th position, we have Cone. However, Cone have only played 7 games. That's a mammoth 6 games less than current league leaders Workington. And that's because Cone have done well in the FA Cup. And I've got a funny feeling Steve Cunningham at Cone will also be looking to do well in the FA Trophy this season. On Saturday, they'll be hosting Buxton of the NPL Premier Division. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with Steve to hear his thoughts heading into this one. So, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. Just before we get to this big match against Buxton, just a big congratulations for doing it again and creating a bit of a cut run with regards to the trophy. Good result, that, against Kidsgrove Athletic. I mean, how was the afternoon?
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, you know, with the game being cancelled on the Saturday due to weather, then having to travel midweek on a Tuesday. Well, it was a Monday, so it was a little bit out of the ordinary. But the lads, you know, they really performed for me. You know, we've gone through a stint, as we've spoke about before, with cup games. And unfortunately, it's really sort of took its toll in terms of our league campaign. But, you know, you're in things to win things. And whether that's a trophy at the end of it or a financial gain, you can't turn your nose at it. And, you know, the lads that really have delivered every time that we've asked them to within these cups. And yeah, it was a fantastic win for the club. And we move on to, obviously, to the big one on Saturday.
And obviously we're in November now, but, you know, if we go back to your October, you know, you're beating Dunstan in the cup, you're beating Ramsbottom in the trophy. Then you're having to go to Gateshead, and we all know what happened with Gateshead with, you know, that last 15 minutes they had. And then Kidsgrove. I mean, how difficult is it to have a month, essentially, where you park the league to one side? That must be tough.
It is. I think more so from the mindset of everything. We always prepare, obviously, the right way for every game, and you never disrespect anyone. So everyone always gets the same sort of due diligence in terms of match detail. But just the overall sort of sense of, you know, it's a must-win, big opportunity. You know, we're meeting at hotels, we're having breakfast together, we're going on a fancy coach. All that sort of dies a death a little bit when you're travelling to, say, a brig house on a Saturday in the league, you know, and the conditions aren't the best. And the same when we had Widnes at home a few months back. And I feel sorry for it because I'm asking them to deliver, you know, whether it's a cup game or a league game. But a lot does sort of get built up around these big moments, because it's not the early stages. We're in the latter rounds that the clubs have never been before. There's big money riding on it, and they are delivering. We've played 11 cup games this season and lost one so far. Well, is it 12 now or 11 with the Bay Cup one on Tuesday? So, you know, they've delivered in the cups. It has hampered our league. But as I said to a couple of fans, you know, leagues aren't won in November, December, January, February. You give yourself your best chance of promotion by being up there. But we've still got to play the same games as everybody else. And I'm confident that it won't hamper us too much.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I said to Neil Tooth earlier at Sutton Coldfield. It's like the cliches, you don't look at a league table till you play 10 games. You've only played seven. So that's where we are at the moment.
I won't be looking at that until we've played 20 games, I think, mate, because there's no point.
No,
you know, we could play 10 games more now and still be in the bottom half based on games behind. So, you know, at the end of the day, we've sacrificed in terms of our mindset was promotion. But when you start going to these cup games and the money's available, you've got to do everything you can to try and win it. And you know what? You never guarantee promotion. I don't care what anyone says. So we'll still have to play the same number of games. We'll just have to make sure we manage the squad, bring people in if we need to at the right times. But I'm confident they're a great group.
Let's talk about Buxton then. My brief career as a Sunday League player, as a teenager, playing in the Berrien District League, I love going up to Rossendale and Accrington when it was chucking it down in the middle of winter. this is going to be tough, isn't it, for Buxton? I mean, we're recording this on Thursday, so, you know, check Twitter before setting off and all that, dear listener. But you're going to make this really difficult for Buxton, aren't you?
100%. As I'm talking to you now, you know, the weather's really pounding down. The roads are flooded, you know. it's going to be one of them where they're used to playing at the moment every week if they're at home because they've got a nice AstroTurf. The conditions, we played on Tuesday against Bay Cup and it were cutting up. So the pitch, you know, we're a passing team, so we're not going to try and, you know, hamper our pitch to suit their style. It is very much, we want the best surface we can, but the game will be very, very difficult for Buxton. You know, we've got a very good side. We've proven that we can go up against the teams above us and give them a real game and make a good fist of it. So they won't want to come to us. I think our form against theirs, you know, puts us in the sort of frame of mind that they won't turn up and expect us to roll Colne over. So it's going to be difficult for them, be difficult for us as well. There's no doubt about that. They've got some great individuals. I know Philo, he helped me out a couple of seasons ago and come and played in goals for me as well. So we've had some great battles at previous clubs that he's been at. I know what I'm expecting. And yeah, just looking forward to another good Classic Cup game in tough conditions. And they're in for a shock when they turn up and there's potentially snow on the outskirts.
I love being from Lancashire. It's great, isn't it? Right, OK. Just before we go, I mean, we saw the videos of the away following at Gates said, you know, it's already starting to feel like one of those magnificent seasons for the club. They're going to be vitally important on Saturday, assuming they've got a big coat big enough for wearing on the terraces.
That's it, yeah. Umbrellas, we try to sell as many as we can at the minute. And scarves and hats. Jumping on the bandwagon. But no, the fans, honestly, Ben, they've been fantastic. You know, what a turnout at Gateshead. I think even though we lost, we came away with some real credibility as a football club. Not just on it with the results that we've had, but our fans, you know, there was only 100, not 150, but what a noise they make, you know. And it's always positive. There's nothing prouder as a manager and as a club chairman in Ryan that he sees all the posts all over social media and other forms of media that our fans really do create a great atmosphere, but in good taste. And it's fantastic. It's a great time for the football club, mate. And we thank them for the support.
Steve Cunningham there, manager of Colne, speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. Colne aren't the only team who've had a good FA Cup run, which has impacted on their league position. Sutton Coldfield Town in the South East Division, currently sitting bottom of the division. They've only played 8 games. They're currently on 7 points, 6 games less than Market Drayton Town, who currently sit one position above them. So Sutton Coldfield Town had a good FA Cup run. Can they do it in the FA Trophy? Well, Sutton Coldfield this weekend will be hosting Hensford Town, formerly of this parish. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Sutton Coldfield Town. Here's Neil Tooth. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the Hensford match this weekend, big congratulations for the first qualifying round result. Not bad at all, beating Stafford Rangers by 2-1. How was the afternoon?
Yeah, it was a good result for us. And in the end, it was pretty comfortable. We played very well. I don't think Stafford were at their best, and that's the kind of things that you need to come together when you play a team from the league above. But yeah, we were good value for our win. I don't think anyone could have any excuses, and it was more pleasing that we came from behind to do it as well.
Now, we've spoke a couple of times this season, and it's already starting to shape up like one of those seasons, where I come across a club throughout this before Christmas, where there's cut runs and all kinds of things to talk about. You know, the result against Stafford Rangers is one thing. You've beaten Kettering Town as well this season already. Can you do it a third time against Hensford?
I don't see any reason why not. We seem to get up for the cup games, and our form in the cups this season has been exceptional. So yeah, totally different test. Hensford going for promotion in the league above and doing very well. But why not? We've done it before, and we're at home, and no one likes coming and playing on the plastic. So it could be a good day for us again.
And obviously, I do have to ask you this question. I don't mean to pry, but obviously you've got a history with Hensford Town yourself. So what's your mood heading into this game?
I don't think you could call a history 7 games, Ben. But,
No. It is. Some stuff happened. What's your mood heading into this one?
Mate, I've moved on from that. I've got no hard feelings whatsoever. Listen, it'll be great to get one up over them. And of course, you always want to do that when you go up against any team that you've been with before, and especially in the circumstances that I left. But that's not part of the agenda. You know what I mean? It's there might be some people that play on it a little bit, but it's not the back of it. There's a lot of water gone under the bridge since then. I've got no ill feelings towards anyone at the football club, and I think it's great that a club like that are doing well and seem to be on the up, albeit don't really want them to have a good result tomorrow.
No, absolutely not, and that goes for everyone listening to the show as well, Neil. Just to say, when it comes to the season more generally, I mean, like we said, we've caught up a few times now this season. They always say you shouldn't look at a league table until you play 10 games. You're nowhere near playing 10 games at the moment, so But it's tough, isn't it, having all these cup runs and having to look at the league table, I'd imagine, at this stage of the season.
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, being in the cups and having a good run in the FA Cup and now running the trophy, it's great for the football club, but it throws up, when you're running with a small squad, it throws up an awful lot of problems. You know, we need to strengthen. We've had a few injuries. We've got a couple of illnesses to some of our key players, and we've been looking to strengthen over the last couple of weeks, but we can't bring players into a cup tied, because then, you know, we can't play them in the cup games, and then that still leaves us short, and we can't bring any players in on loan because the parent clubs don't want them to get cup tied. So as good as it is, and we've been looking to strengthen, but we haven't been able to get the right player in to make us stronger. So it's thrown a few spanners in the work, and it's had a detrimental effect on our league form as well. And we are bottom. You know what I mean? I know we've only played 8 games. I think if we, you know what I mean, someone told me the other day, if we win all our games in hand, we're in 7th place. But you've got to win them, and we're going to be playing now Saturday, Tuesday over the winter period, and that's not when you want to be doing it, really, because we don't want to be going to places like, I think we've got to go to Glossop midweek. I think we've got to go to Stamford. And these are, you know what I mean, these are good trips at the best of times. But when you're doing it Saturday, Tuesday over November, December and January, it's going to stretch us a little bit. So, but it's, I suppose, on one hand, it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, a non-league manager's job's never done, because, you know, you've got that League Cup game on Tuesday night as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all over the place, isn't it, with regards to your preparations? I mean, how are you juggling things at the moment?
We're quite lucky that we've got a really good under 21s, and we've got a really good under 18s that are filtering through underneath the first team. We've dipped in, we've promoted, as we did last year, we've promoted 3 lads from the under 21s into the first team squad this year, and they're doing fantastically well and holding their own. I think in the game against Stafford, we had 3 17-year-olds actually in the squad, and 2 of them starting. So that's a bonus for us. I'm going to say we've been a little bit lucky in regards to the injuries that we have. Haven't been very bad ones. So a couple of the players we've been able to patch them up and get them in on the Tuesday and Thursday to see the physio, and then, you know what I mean, just get them ready and patched up for the games on the Saturday. So we've been a little bit lucky that way. But it is an issue, because we're a, we we've been the club that we are and where we are budget wise, we have to run with a small squad and get the best value for money out of that small squad if you can. But it's at times like this now where we could probably do with getting a few more bodies in.
Well, hopefully there'll be some prize money as well on the way after this weekend too. But a good attendance expected. You know, you're not too far away from one another as well. So, what's your message to the home support on Saturday for this big game against Hensford?
Our supporters have been fantastic. They've probably got a better reputation than what the football club have. You know, with them going viral. So the ultras are very popular and they're growing every week, but our supporters are superb, mate. Always have been, and you know what I mean. Always will be. They, I suppose, when you haven't got massive numbers, the smaller numbers of supporters that you have, although they're vocal, they you know what I mean. They tend to be a little bit more knowledgeable, I think. And when you are having conversations with them, because obviously we don't want to be bottom in the league. Our ambition is that we want to get promoted out of this league, and we've got to start picking up the points and get up there. But the supporters are well on board with us, and they know that that we haven't even scratched the surface yet in terms of the league, and they're enjoying the run in the cup. But they'll be making a lot of noise, and hopefully the Hensford faithful will come out in numbers as well, and hopefully we can get up to somewhere like near 400 and get a good crowd and a good atmosphere for the boys to play in front of.
And are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I look forward to every game. There's a few more people that are asking, am I looking forward to it, am I dreading it? But this is football, you know what I mean? That you always come up against your old clubs in football, and you always come up against players that you've managed and managers that you've worked with or worked against. So there's nothing new. Preparations are all the same. I'll let the people who think it's a bigger game deal with it than what I will, and we'll just get on with it and try and get the win on Saturday.
Sutton Coldfield Town manager Neil Tooth there speaking to us here on the Step 4 show. Second qualifying round of the FA Trophy, all happening tomorrow. Weather permitting, do check Twitter before setting off. Colne versus Buxton, Leek Town against Workington AFC. We've also got the all Step 4 affair, Runcorn Linnets hosting Prescott Cables, while Sutton Coldfield Town will be hosting Hensford Town. And just a reminder, on our sister show, the NPL show, out on this very channel, on the second part of that show, we have a full fixture preview for those FA Trophy second qualifying round matches. But it's not all about the FA Trophy on this week's Step 4 show. We're also going to be talking about a couple of sides who are doing well in the South East Division this season. Ilkeston have been phenomenal in the opening stages of the campaign. They're currently sitting third, 14 games into their return to the NPL. And on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. Here's Ilkeston Town's very own Mark Clifford. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for a great start to the season. How has the season been? Because it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you personally, but how's it all been?
Yeah, it's certainly been interesting. Obviously, when I first took over, there wasn't really much in place at the football club in terms of players. I was given 11 players, two of them were goalkeepers, one was long-term injured. So we didn't have long to put a team together to face Loughborough University at the beginning of the season, and which we got beat and kind of fully expected, in fairness. But since then, we've been able to put together a side that's able to compete at this point anyway.
And you find yourselves in third position. I mean, that's thinking on the spot, I suppose, and you know, having to think on the hoof. It's clearly a good squad you've developed.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. Is I think I'm clear about the way that I want us to play, and because I'm clear about that, I think that kind of leans to what type of players you can bring in. So when you're clear about all those things, it kind of is a good formula for success. You know, as the pitches turn, you know, maybe we'll have to rethink some of those methods, but certainly for the time being, you know, we're happy the way we are.
And when it comes to you as a manager as well, it's been an interesting month as well, because you've taken over the club properly.
To be honest, I've got a couple of good friends that have been down to the ground a few times, you know, property developers that have seen the potential in developing the ground. And, you know, between the three of us, we've come up with the funds to purchase the club. They've given me the funds to do that, which allows them to develop. It allows me to run the football side of things, get all the kind of football stuff right and on the off-the-pitch stuff right, and then to develop it to make it a sustainable model. And that is the key focus for us, is that we want to make it sustainable in the short term, but a club that can challenge you know, 2-3 years down the line, once we've got all the developments in place, that will be able to challenge not just in this division, but the divisions above as well, without putting stress on the club's finances.
No, I was going to say, because that's the key, isn't it? Because obviously Ilkeston, everyone on the NPL show will remember Ilkeston as one of the powerhouses of Step 3 and the NPL Premier Division. But, you know, those days went. But the news story about the ground development and what your plans are behind the scenes, it's all very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very exciting. And you know, I'm so pleased, more so for the fans, because they've had a tough ride over the last, you know, 10 years or so. And the amount of fans that I speak to that say, we're just glad to have a club to support. They're not bothered about where the club finishes. That's not right. You know, they should know that this football club's here for the long term. And ultimately, I think what we're trying to do is make sure that is going to be the case.
And what's your prognosis then for how long this is going to take for the new ground development? Because, you know, I've been to the new Manor Ground. It's a fantastic ground to begin with. So to take up to this new next level, what's the time frames?
So this summer, all being well and no major glitches, there will be the new 3G will be installed. And then along with that, potentially starting quite soon, will be the development of the bar area, which is the opposite from the clock tower end, which will be, you know, an all singing, all dancing function room, double level with a balcony and all kind of, you know, classrooms for our new incoming academy, etc. So, you know, all being well and no glitches, will happen this summer. So, you know, we're going to hit the ground running, and there's been a lot of real positive conversations that's been had already. So we're not far away from getting all those things agreed.
And it's been cleared. You've been clear as well when you're talking about these improvements. It's not just about the football club. It's also about being a bit of a community asset as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we want. We want it to be almost the hub of Ilkeston, whether it's for footballing reasons or whether it's someone's christening, a wake, a wedding. You know, we want it to be, you know, that's the hub of the community, and that's where people come to celebrate, to exercise, you know, to just generally have fun. And that's where I played at the club 20 years ago, and it used to be that, and it's really important we get the club back to those times.
And how excited are you about the future?
Oh, God, it's difficult to put that into words, in fairness. It's the problem I've got is I'm so consumed in it all at the moment. It's you know, it's great and it's exciting, and I know everyone else, the fans and people around the club, are really excited about it. But on a day-to-day basis, when you're literally firefighting and there's things cropping up on a day-to-day basis where we're having to make sure that the club's, you know, is sound for now, it's difficult to get excited, but we know that the future is very bright.
Now, speaking of the future, to immediate matters this weekend. Now, up here in Lancashire, it's chucking it down. I don't know what the weather's like in the East Midlands, but hopefully Lincoln United against Ilkeston will be on this weekend. Looking forward to that one.
Absolutely, yeah. Do you know what? It's always great to go to Lincoln. You know what we're going to get? The weather-wise, it's horrendous, in all fairness.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll be very surprised if we get the game on, in fairness, but I'd like it to be on. I want us to continue our run of form in the league. And, you know, ultimately, Lincoln's a place that I enjoyed going as a player and in my previous managerial spell. So hopefully the game will get on and get the covers on it, and, you know, we can get a game on for the fans at the weekend.
Matt Clifford there, manager of Ilkeston Town, joining us here on the NPL Step 4 show. Just sitting a few points back behind Ilkeston, just sitting one place outside the playoffs, we've got Stocksbridge Park Steels. Stocksbridge Park Steels this weekend, weather permitting, and we all saw the weather in South Yorkshire, so it'll be a bit of a stretch, but if it is on, we're Stocksbridge Park Steels. We'll be hosting Worksop Town on Saturday afternoon. And on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels. Here's Chris Hilton. So, Chris, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on a good start to the season for Stocksbridge Park Steels. Just a point outside the playoffs with a game in hand. How has the opening couple of months been?
Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's been a great start. Obviously, we've rebuilt from last season. Didn't have a great last season. We finished off strongly, but this season, we brought the new players in the gel pretty quick. We're a young side. We're very pleased with the start. 21 points off 12 games. Like you say, we play 6 in the league, so it's a good base to build on.
And this is much more like it from Stocksbridge. Like you say, I mean, you did have a bit of a rally towards the end of last season, but this is pretty much where I'd imagine you'd like Stocksbridge to be, maybe even a little bit higher.
Yeah, we always aim that we should be in the playoff spots and aim as high as possible, which we've done over previous seasons, taking last season out of there, even though I think we finished 13th last season with a good run that we put towards the end. We're always trying to aim as high as possible and do it the way that Stocksbridge do, get down and play football. We're using a lot of young lads and bringing them on and developing them, hopefully pushing them on so they can play out of the leagues.
And how important is it as well with the restructure that's just happened as well? Because the travelling seems to be a lot more within range and therefore I'd imagine that's helped with recruitment over the summer as well.
Yeah, last season was a tough season when obviously they changed the league around, and the Northern League that we were in was a very, very physical, strong league. And that's not saying that the Southern League isn't strong. It's slightly, in my opinion, a little bit more football played in the Southern League than there is in the Northern League. I know there'll be plenty of teams in the Northern League that say that I do play football. I'm just going on percentages, not on individuals. But it's helped us in certain ways. And the travelling's obviously helped us. But the player base is really the same for what we've got in our area. And we'll still have the same clubs that we compete for players with. The likes of Sheffield Club and Worksop and Frickley are all in that caption area that we're after the same quality players. So on that side, it hasn't changed as much. But on the travelling, it's changed for us, yeah.
And when it comes to the competition more generally, I mean, we had Tommy Brookbanks on last week talking about Carlton Town's start for the season. They've really come out of the traps, haven't they? But, you know, you've got the likes of Worksop and Ilkeston, former Step 3 sides like yourselves. There is a lot of competition this season.
Yeah, the competition, there's some clubs in there that are quite big clubs, obviously based on their fan base, which Ilkeston get great crowds, so the Worksop, Cleethorpes get good crowds as well. Carlton's doing a fantastic job there as Tommy. They were struggling towards the foot end of the table for the last two or three seasons. We've not played them yet, so I can't comment on what the side's like, but obviously where they're at the top of the league, they must be doing something right.
And when it comes, I mean, you touched upon it already. I mean, you're in that kind of South Yorkshire, Nottinghamshire area. So, you know, you've on paper, let's say, you've got Worksop on Saturday, weather dependent. But, you know, you've got the likes of Sheffield in there and Ilkeston. I mean, it must be a lot of thriving competition down there in that neck of the woods.
Oh, definitely, because you can go obviously league above where there's Matlock as well. There's Belper's not far off as well. So there is a lot of competition for players. Once a good player, quality player, or someone who can add something new to your side and make you stronger, then obviously every local team's going to be interested in having that player. So it does become difficult. So we have to sell it to the players that we'll spend the time developing you. We've got the facilities, and really that's and sell the way that we set things up on and off the pitch, because obviously financially on some of the clubs we can't compete and some we can, but that's everybody's got their own financial budgets and what they can go to and what they can't. That's just football.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, it is weather dependent. You have got Worksop this week and a chance to maybe get yourselves into the playoff positions. I mean, earlier in October, you know, Luke Mangum signed on for the remainder of the season. What do you think Stocksbridge can achieve this year, do you feel?
I think they can achieve anything they want. Obviously, winning the league will be very difficult, but I think they can achieve playoffs. That's not a problem at all. I think we've played league, we've drawn 1-1, we've drawn 1-1 with Stamford, we lost 1-0 to Belper, we've lost to Cleethorpes, so I thought Cleethorpes were the best team that we've played this season so far. They were really good from start to finish, and normally we dominate the ball, and they dominated the ball from start to finish. We didn't deserve anything out of the game at all. But what I've seen so far in the league, yes, there's very good teams out there, there's teams we haven't played yet, as in Ilkeston and Carlton are at the top, etc. But what I've seen so far is we can compete, and what the squad we've got now can compete, and this young set of lads should only get better with time. So we'll just see where it takes us. We'll keep on working hard and keep going. And playoffs is something that we're aiming for. Hopefully, all being well, we get a little bit of luck on the way, and we're getting there.
Stocksbridge Park Steels manager Chris Hilton there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. And just a reminder, before setting off on Saturday, I can't stress this enough, please do check the league websites, Twitter, your club website and all that before setting off on Saturday. There has been a lot of rainfall in the last 48 hours or so, that's for sure. But that's it for this month's NPL Step 4 show. Just a reminder, our sister show, the NPL show, is also out on this channel. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show. And a big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me on this month's NPL Step 4 show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this month to cheer on your NPL Division South East or North West side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.